Hello and welcome to a solo episode of my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about something that I know is close to many of your hearts, and that is purpose. How to find it, how to honor and follow it, and also how to stay on that purposeful path, even when your life and career may feel like it's all falling apart or sending you in a totally different direction. Welcome to my podcast. I am Heidi Hauer, a health and life coach, here to guide you to embrace health, happiness, and true fulfillment alongside professional success. I'm very passionate about the topic of purpose because I know from my own experience and also from the stories of the incredible women I have the honor to coach, how confusing and overwhelming it can be to feel like you've lost or maybe never actually found a sense of purpose in your life. And equally from my own experience and from observation, I'm humbled by the incredible power and sense of peace that washes over us when we know in our hearts and bones that we are on the right path. So if you've been questioning or seeking your purpose, or maybe considering a significant change in your life or career, this episode is for you. Also, if you already feel incredibly purpose-driven and are wanting to take your goals to the next level, keep listening too. Because as I'll share in this episode, our purpose isn't really a fixed state of achievement. But it's always shifting and evolving as we grow, change, and up-level. So let's get into it. First, let's get clear on what purpose is. I believe that each one of you has a particular gift, offering a message that you are uniquely positioned to share with the world. Living your purpose means authentically expressing this gift. There is a beautiful quote that says, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." Isn't that beautiful? I really love it because it shows on the one hand that we want to know ourselves that well, that we can really identify our gift. And it also shows that it's not here to keep it to ourselves, but to share it with others. And don't pressure yourself in believing that purpose has to be one famous heroic act to save the world. Our purpose can also be tied to the way we show up in life. It's not necessarily a specific goal that needs to be accomplished. So how can living your purpose look and feel like? When you live your purpose, you are lit up from inside and you feel deeply passionate about what you do. You have a strong sense of clarity and direction in life. You experience flow and synchronicities as if life is magically unfolding around you. Whenever I experience a higher number of synchronicities than usual, I really do feel I'm very closely guided, and I'm walking on something that I call the golden path. So every step that I put in front of the next feels completely aligned, like this feeling of I'm in the right place at the right time with the right people. And honestly, nothing beats this feeling. So how else can it show up? You attract meaningful and authentic relationships. And there is a sense of true belonging. So you're not faking being part of a community. It really feels like having arrived, being at home. And at the beginning, this shows up in people you meet and conversations you have. And over time, more and more of those people who are in alignment with you, with your mission, will show up in your life. And generally, you are able to access a deeper sense of peace and trust within yourself. Even when what's happening in your life or the world around you is chaotic or turbulent. And this is then really when knowing your purpose is something you will hugely benefit from. And by the way, as you're listening to this episode, I recommend you to reflect upon in which way some of the statements are relevant in your life. And as a side note, remember you can pause and take notes at any time. Actually, I really encourage you to capture what's coming up for you as you listen, maybe in your journal or in your phone taking notes, because here's a little secret. Purpose is always leaving little breadcrumbs, especially when you're being exposed to new ideas, thoughts, or feelings. So back to the topic. While for most people purpose is connected to career, it doesn't always have to be, or at least not its entirety. But there's some nuance to this I want to get explicit on. I don't think someone can work a job they hate or one that totally drains them and requires them to consistently show up inauthentically or just corner off their, so to say, purpose to the personal life. But equally the same is true the other way around. Living our purpose requires us to live in congruence, in alignment with our values the vast majority of the time. Not all areas of your life will always be 100% aligned. That's impossible. But the course correction is taking place. You're working towards certain things that have a meaning for you. And that is the relevant piece. So purpose includes our career, but it is so much bigger than that. Imagine your purpose is a finished puzzle, and the puzzle pieces are all the different aspects of yourself, parts you were born with and parts you will find along the way. Some of these aspects will be nurtured or fulfilled at work, others in your friendships, romantic relationships, hobbies, well-being practices, or personal passions, etc. While each piece has a different color, shape, or pattern, they all perfectly fit together into one whole picture. So that job that consistently drains your creativity, or the relationship that always leaves you wondering if you're valued or wanted, these are pieces from someone else's puzzle. Trying to make them fit within your own is not necessarily bad, as maybe completing half of the puzzle is totally good enough for you or brings you enough satisfaction. However, if you want to feel a deeper sense of clarity and flow and take your vision and goals to the next level, you need to smooth out what is misaligned and fill in the gaps of the puzzle, which means examining and reorganizing the pieces of yourself and life in a way that is far more cohesive and aligned. And this brings us to the question of, well, how do we actually do this? How do we discover and place all the puzzle pieces to create a picture of our purpose, the picture of a purposeful and fulfilled life? Of course, this is a whole process and a journey can sometimes take years, but there are tools and practices that I've experienced and that have helped me tremendously on my purpose journey, and that I'm now sharing step by step in my Unlock Your Purpose group coaching program. However, there are two very important elements I want to share with you now that take you down the path to purpose and will help you to recognize where you're at in your journey. So, in my coaching practice, purpose naturally appears when two fundamental elements or commitments are in place. Firstly, knowing and embodying your most authentic self. And secondly, taking aligned action, meaning making choices in your life and career that truly reflect who you are. Now let's break this down a little. So what does it mean or look like to know and embody your authentic self? Essentially, this is the inner process of knowing who you really are. Not who you learned to be, not the personality you've developed in order to fit in, not who other people think you are, and also not even the roles you play on a daily basis and the jobs you hold in the world. You may now wonder, well, what else is there? And I encourage you to ask yourself the question, who am I beneath all of that? Who am I if no one else is watching? Who would I allow myself to be if I weren't worried about being judged, rejected, laughed at, or simply worried about paying the bills? So for example, your authentic self can be found in things like what you truly like, believe, value, the cloth, art, music you're naturally drawn to, the topics, ideas, and creative projects that actually excite you, the types of places or environments you feel most relaxed or at home in. And even in more tangible things, such as the energies you like to surround yourself with, how you would like to move through the day if you were not under external pressure, and what is your most authentic mood or state? For example, are you naturally a talkative person, energetic, outward going, or is your natural state quiet and observant? On the surface, these questions can feel quite basic, but things become clearer when you ask yourself, is the answer to these questions really true for me? Or is it just who I've been conditioned to be? Or just what I've learned to put up with? Digging deeper can be exciting, but it can also feel super scary or even dangerous. But honestly, this is where the real work of purpose begins. And unsurprisingly, it's often at this existential moment or phase of life that many of my clients reach out to me. The beauty of working with a coach in such a moment in your life is that there is someone trained and experienced to support you as you step into an unknown space. This makes the process of finding or rediscovering your path back to purpose far quicker and way less messy or daunting. And I want to emphasize here that it's not about dramatically having to feel lost in life. Sometimes it's also simply the feeling of not being able to feel much anymore, of lacking joy in your everyday, of not knowing where to go next in your professional path. So those are also signs and symptoms that require you to look at purpose a little bit more closely. And it's difficult on your own to differentiate between the choices that express who you are and the choices that are made in fear. And looking back at my own path, I'm convinced that if I hadn't reached out to qualified support during certain periods in my life, I wouldn't be here where I am today. Because this deep reflection is really tough or nearly impossible to do without a proper mirror and guidance along the way. It's natural that you may want to avoid the discomfort of transition, but as I'm sure you know, personal growth starts at the end of your comfort zone. Which brings me nicely to the second core element of commitment that has to be in play to find and walk your path to purpose, which is taking aligned action. I'm quickly interrupting this episode as enrollment is currently open for the group coaching experience called Unlock Your Purpose, and I'd hate for you to miss it. This is a 6-week program that guides you through a practical framework that will help you to get clearer than ever on what you truly want, the changes you need to make to get there. You learn key skills that help you to rediscover your authentic self, hear and honor your inner voice, and move through fear as you take bold, brave actions towards a new, inspiring vision for your life and career. All of this is online, which means that you can join our weekly video calls from anywhere around the world, or even the comfort of your own home. We start on April 24th, 2024, so getting quick. If 2024 is the year you're ready to get unstuck and start paving your own path to purpose and fulfillment, tap the link in the show notes for details of the program. So let's get back to the episode now. So what does it mean to take aligned action? The answer is twofold. First is the understanding that we can't discover or live our purpose in solitude or only in our minds. It's also not just going to appear in our life like a winning lottery ticket or a job description that someone else created for us. We have to engage with the world around us, explore, follow the breadcrumbs, experiment, and ultimately share our gifts, skills, and insights with the world, not keeping them hidden like a little gem inside of us. In short, we have to take action. Very often, the path is made by walking. That being said, action for the sake of action isn't helpful either. Of course, the hamster in the wheel always comes to mind, working and moving, but never really getting anywhere. In regards to purpose, aligned action simply means making choices and behaving in a way that reflects our most authentic and empowered self. I admit, this is easier said than done. So this means not making choices simply to please other people because you think you should, because you're trying to avoid something else, or making choices that are based on outdated beliefs or fears that aren't really yours. Instead, aligned action is about making choices that help you to express yourself more authentically, moving through fear towards what really excites you, and doing things that intuitively feel right in your core, even if they don't necessarily make sense from a rational point of view. So what might aligned action look like? For example, wearing that colorful dress at work instead of a gray suit. One, because you feel joyful and powerful in the dress, and two, because it helps you step through the fear of being seen. Aligned action could look like retraining at 40 years old in something your heart is telling you to do, even though everyone around you thinks you're crazy or that changing path is only for our 20s. This is actually my story. In my mid-30s, I reflected on what my biggest dream for my 40th birthday might be. And I realized it was having the guts to create life on my own terms, starting with dedicating my skills and time to the work that my heart is calling me to. Knowing this, I gradually created a path in parallel to my corporate career that ultimately led me to this desired freedom. So the 40th birthday present I gifted myself was being able to full-time run my own purpose-driven, soul-aligned coaching business. And I do love every moment of it. Even the tough days are ones that I'm deeply grateful for. Living your purpose might also look like saying no to an opportunity that on paper makes so much sense and ticks all the boxes, but there is an inner voice that's saying, this isn't meant for me. Because as a side note, aligned action is as much about knowing when not to act as it is about knowing when to push forward. When we bring these two pieces together, first, discovering our authentic self, and second, taking aligned action, we start to develop a clear map towards our purpose. Getting honest with ourselves about what we truly want reveals our destination. Understanding our authentic way of moving through the world becomes our journey. And then you start to understand why it's maybe more about the journey than the destination after all. But that's a different podcast episode. Learning how to hear and trust our inner voice uncovers all the important signposts and directions along the way. So before we wrap up this episode, I want you to take a moment to consider the choices that you're making in your life and career right now. Do they feel truly authentic, like they're leading you towards your most fulfilled and empowered self? Or do you suspect that there is a part of you that you're yet to unlock? If you're leaning towards a second experience, or if you're really not sure, that's totally okay. The fact that you're here listening to this episode means you are actually in the right place. I know that most of us feel extremely uncomfortable when it comes to transitions and the unknown. But I want to remind you that you absolutely don't have to do it alone. And I have so many tried and tested tools to help you with. Because of all this, I'm super excited that we're soon starting the group program Unlock Your Purpose. This is where I gather a group of like-minded women who are hitting a significant crossroads and are ready to not just ask the deeper questions in life, such as what is my purpose, but to actually do something about it. These women are courageous enough to make the choices that create the life and career that is calling out to them. And depending on when you're listening to this, enrollment is currently open. And if not, put yourself on the waiting list for the next cohort. So if that speaks to you, don't be shy. For details, click the link in the show notes to get all the information you need to claim your spot. Okay, that's it for this episode. Wishing you all the best wherever you are on your purpose-driven journey. And don't forget to remind yourself, you are amazing and deserve the best. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and sign up to my newsletter for freebies and regular inspiration.